The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Thank you for listening. And brothers and sisters, it is time for you to vote. Me, my family, and majority of the congregation already voted. And also, as we continue to pray here at Freedom Fellowship Church, you also need to come in agreement with us to continue to pray for a clean and honest election. We come against any violence, disruptions, terrorist attacks. In Jesus' name, amen? Okay. Body of Christ, it is really vital that you vote for this coming election. Our vote is our seed for this country. And God knows. Ask your neighbors, friends, and members of the family to vote also. Vote for righteousness. Time is of the essence. The Lord has been telling us, time is of the essence. What I have been teaching for the past several weeks is spiritual warfare. What is happening in our country and even in our lives is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle between good and evil. Time is of the essence. Remember, when you're born again, you belong to Christ. No one can take away your life, okay? Not unless you open yourself and you come in agreement with it. You and Jesus are the one who's going to make that final determination. Amen. Okay. We need to get this. We need to take action. The body of Christ needs to mature, and we need to increase in number. This program, The Prophetic Voice of Our Time, has been on the air for more than a decade. Our message and mission is very clear and have not changed. I don't use this program to ask you for money or to invite you even to join our congregation. I am focused with Joshua to be the voice, to be a vehicle, to prepare God's people for what is happening and what is coming ahead, to release prophecies from the Lord, to give prophetic instruction, to share insight and share the revelation from the Holy Spirit that we've been getting. Okay? And you know, if you have been listening to this program, we don't really repeat any program because the Lord gave this title, The Prophetic Voice of Our Time. It has to be on time. It has to be from the Holy Spirit, okay? And, you know, what it entails to record one of this program is I pray first, I study, I pray some more, and when I hear from the Holy Spirit, then I record it a few days before the broadcast. And sometimes, while even recording, the Holy Spirit will change the whole message or part of it. You know, the Lord Jesus is the Lord of this program. And why we're in the program is because of Him, in obedience to Him. So He will have the final say on everything, okay? He will always have the final say. And hopefully, that also applies to you. There are a lot of things that are happening in this country, and I shared with you some of the things that were avoided on what the Lord have given me last year in 2023. See, when I give a message, or Joshua will give a message here, a lot of times we really don't give you the prophecy. We receive a prophecy that it takes action for the body of Christ. We will try to avoid any fear, any panic on what's about ready to happen. And I don't want any one of you to be like the companies of prophets in 2 Kings. They became spectators. They heard from the Lord and they're just watching. No, we need to take action. If the prophecy is about judgment, is about bad things, or if the Lord has given us insight as far as the plan of the enemy, then we need to take action without blurting it out. We don't release a prophecy that is bad and then wait for it to happen. No, we always look and go back to the heart of God, to the plan of God and His love for you and I, okay? So I will continue on teaching about spiritual warfare in this program. And as a nation, we are truly engaged in spiritual warfare. It is the battle of good versus evil. This is how you need to take a look at it, okay? And last week, I pointed out to you that prayer and fasting are not spiritual warfare, but they are preparation for spiritual warfare, for greater anointing, for insight, for revelation, for instruction. And I quoted to you Mark chapter 9, okay? So whether you know it or not, we are in the middle of a spiritual battle and we must prevail. There is no other recourse except victory, okay? And it will help you a lot. If you're dealing with something, right, whether it's sickness and disease, to look at it in the spirit first, that this is a spiritual battle. It's not a physical battle, okay? Everything started in the spiritual realm. Because once we're born again, we were born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and we became a spirit being with a body. And from that day on, we cannot discuss about our past, who have done us wrong, or all the good things that you've done, because those have been washed away and everything was made new. You're going to start your walk with our Lord Jesus Christ and operate in His kingdom principles. And our born again birthday is the day you were born again, okay? In John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." Okay? "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Verse 9, "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. And Jesus answered in verse 10, "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know," talking about Jesus and his disciples, "and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony." Who is not accepting the testimony? The religious leaders. The common people, they start following Jesus and they believe once they witness the miracles. He's talking about leaders, okay? Verse 12, "I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" Okay? So if you're going to look at things in the spiritual realm, it is important for us. And you know how we handle things, how we treat our sickness and disease, how to go about our treatment is going to change drastically. Okay? Hear me out. But first, let me quote to you 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." This is for who? For those who love God. Okay. But God... So don't quote 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and stop there, okay? Verse 10, "But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. The plan of God, the ways of God, and what God has planned for us, revelation is progressive. We're beginning to understand and discover Jesus almost every day, something new. And we enter the newness of life in Christ Jesus because of the Holy Spirit, okay? 11. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit with him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have to engage the Holy Spirit, and He needs to be our teacher. Okay, verse 12. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. You know, we always quote, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We believe that, okay? But faith without action is dead. There is always a corresponding action that the body of Christ needs to do, okay? And I'll continue. Verse 13 and 14. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they're spiritually discerned. The one thing that each and every one of us, so that we can remove the doctrines of men and doctrines of demons, we need to go back. We need to go back and understand who God is and what Jesus did, what God the Father, when God the Father sent His Son, only begotten Son, Jesus, is to save all of us. He loves us. And Jesus at the cross, He died to reconcile us back to Father God, to restore what the first Adam have given to Satan, okay? Through betrayal, he betrayed God, and Jesus became the last Adam. So the body of Christ, therefore, it's His body. We became the last Eve, okay? So in order for you to do things in the Spirit, you have to look at things and handle things and do things by the Word of God, but when you are born again, in the spiritual realm, okay? It has to be in the spiritual realm. Then Jesus will be the Lord of the situation. For example, if you have diabetes, if you have cancer, you look at it in the spiritual realm, okay? And look at it in what Jesus said, that because we're His body and we're born again, we can say that too. We can take that stand. No one can take away my life, because the life that I live right now, I live it for the Son of God. And Jesus in me, and I in Jesus. Okay, so the devil cannot touch that without your permission or because of lack of knowledge. The people of God are getting destroyed, okay? So the main thing that you go is you go on living your life of receiving that love of God, that you don't have any more past and God doesn't play favorites, and you develop that personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Now you're dealing with cancer, okay? And the doctor told you, oh, it's a stage four, and probably if you're not going to go through this treatment, listen to me, okay? If you're not going to go through this chemotherapy and radiation or this kind of treatment, you're going to die, okay? Or even then, they'll tell you, take the treatment anyway, and it might extend your life. Okay, that is what the doctor said. That's what they learned. They've been practicing, and then you agree to it. Okay, you agree to it, and before you have to undergo those treatments, you sign a release. that you understand that this might not work or you might die from the treatment. Am I correct? Okay. There's always this liability issue. There's always this release things that you have to give before they do this. Now, if you're going to take this in a spiritual realm, okay, you were diagnosed, you went to the doctor, and you were diagnosed with it. You come home, you go before the Lord. You look at it as spiritual warfare. And you ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what have I done to open myself into this? Or, you are my great physician. My life belongs to you. What do you want me to do? Okay? And the Lord might tell you that you have not been taking care of yourself physically, one of it, or you'd been under tremendous stress. Okay? Or you have been into an accident. If you're into an accident and you were injured, a lot of times that cancer will focus on those injuries that you have, and they develop into cancer. That's one thing. You hold bitterness in your heart, or you were exposed into toxins, spiritual toxins, or you're not eating good. All of those things. But it is not just one pattern. It is not just one prescription. It is just one, because Jesus is dealing with us individually. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So the Lord might tell you, you need to relax. You open yourself because, like, for example, unforgiveness or bitterness, or your job is under tremendous pressure, or sometimes you don't sleep enough to rest your body. Any of those things. Or even if you took care of all of these things, you don't understand why you have it. You need to go to the great physician. Okay, the doctors will follow their treatment protocol. Okay, that's what they're supposed to be doing. Or sometimes, if they don't follow it, they lose their license. So you have to understand that. Okay, they only go by what's out there, and we need to continue to pray for more doctors to focus on nutrition and alternative treatment other than chemo or radiation. So, but if you treat that and said, okay, I need to get rid of the stress. I need to forgive others. I should not hold bitterness in my heart. I should not be negative. And you go by what? The Word of God. And the book of Proverbs said that laughter is like medicine, right? Or you can have somebody to lay hands on you and you believe it. But in the meantime, you always ask the Holy Spirit or consult the Word of God for the spiritual things that you need to do, okay? Like praying, praising, confessing. Jesus commands us, fear not, do not fear, do not worry, do not be afraid. And just go back to Jesus, okay? Then your treatment is going to be different. So if the Lord will give you release and you feel a release, that you feel okay if you go through chemo, if you go through treatment, you already consulted the Word of God. You already consulted Jesus. Then you go for it. Then you did not depend on the doctors alone, you depended on Christ, because your life is hidden in Him. Okay? And it takes action. You just don't give up on your sickness. Don't surrender. Don't surround yourself with negative people. Okay? Surround yourself with God. And today, by this program, if you're dealing with something, it doesn't matter whether it's depression, whether it's rejection, whether it's debilitating disease. I pray, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that they will feel your presence today, Lord, that they're not alone, that they're not isolated, they're not forgotten, that you love them still, that no one can take that love away. And I thank you, Lord, that your presence is now saturating them. I thank you, Lord, for the manifestations of their healing, full manifestations of healing. And I bind any side effects of any medication or any procedures that they went under in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you lead them on what they need to do on their part in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you all the glory. Thank you for the breakthrough for the body of Christ today in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So if you look at it in the spiritual realm, okay, then outside of Jesus, without Jesus, we can do nothing, okay, including the manifestations of our healing. We cannot do nothing because we belong to Him and we are in the kingdom of God, okay? Now, in every aspect of your life, if you're going to deal with that, if God has given you a business or given you a career, don't go looking for, I wanted to go on full-time ministry. That is your ministry, and God is going to bless you mightily, and you'll be influential in that part. All you need to do is to engage Him. With your major decisions, you pray for the people that will be working or are working for you or with you right now. And if you're still working for a company, pray for the company. For that company to fully turn around and pray for inventions and know-how and God is going to bless that. He's going to bless the work of your hands. And this is how God is. He's making all the excuses to try to get blessings, to bless you. But He's not going to make an exception out of you because you're crying and you're hollering. No. Faith without action is dead. Faith worketh by love. Love towards our Lord Jesus Christ and towards others. Okay. And at the same time, put Him first. And I have been in many, many supernatural experiences because when I got baptized by the Holy Spirit, I set aside every free time that I have. I really fell in love with Jesus. And He taught me about spiritual warfare. And you all need to go to our website, sogmi.org, and watch and listen to the last Sunday's broadcast. Or you can find us on YouTube, SOGMI, okay? And while you're at it, please click like and subscribe. Amen. So that you can help us. But you need to listen to it. And it's about spiritual warfare. This is different because of you listeners. I have to pray for those that are sick, okay? And needs deliverance. But just remember, okay? While you're still here on earth, the Lord has a need of you. Don't give up because you're sick. And it doesn't mean to say that because you're sick, you're not spiritual enough. Okay? You just have to be a student of the Holy Spirit, just like what Jesus said. When the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you'll be endued with power. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And the Holy Spirit will be your teacher, and He will even tell you of things to come. You don't need somebody like Christina to give you prophecy all the time. You can hear from God, and God can use me to confirm what already been hearing. That is how everything needs to supposed to be. Oh, I'm running out of time. Let me end this program with Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. So whatever you're dealing with, and whatever is your inheritance in Christ Jesus, whatever your big plans are, and even the prosperity and even the blessings that you receive today, engage our Lord Jesus Christ and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Amen? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.